We'll find another way to get down there.
Emily, stop.
I know, but if Sarah Harvey is hiding under the hotel, what is she planning next?
Don't do this to yourself, okay? She may have had nothing to do with the fertility clinic. She's just playing on your fear.
Yeah, well, it's working. Okay, it's not like someone stole my chapstick. This person may be storing my future offspring in a styrofoam cooler. And if the police don't come up with a suspect soon, then Sarah's gonna think we're withholding information.
Okay, but we're not withholding anything.
What was that look? You guys know something.
Oh, what? No, we know nothing. Melissa's suitcase is broken.
What?
The pull-up handle is missing a rod. It could have been used as a weapon to crack someone's neck.
Okay, can we please not go there? Melissa wasn't even in town the night that Charlotte was murdered.
Well, are you sure about that?
Emily, my mother's election is 2 weeks away.
I get it, but if Melissa
had... never wanted to watch Charlotte walk the streets again? I mean, that pretty much covers everyone who loves us. Should we add your mom to that suspect list, too?
I don't know how to handle this.
You have to tell him.
How? Liam. He spent the last week pounding out chapters.
But if he shifts into Boston before you speak to him...
He won't. He wants to speak to me first. He wants feedback.
Did you sleep at all last night?
I'll sleep when I'm unemployed.
Okay.
Jillian's gonna fire me.
Or give you a book contract. She loved what you wrote.
Because she thought that Ezra wrote it.
Okay, one step at a time. First, tell the author. Hopefully he'll be flattered.
Flattered?
Then he'll call our boss, tell her he's had an epiphany, and he wants to take the story in another direction.
I think the word is betrayed.
Arya, 2 weeks ago, this dude was pouring rum on his cornflakes. He's lucky that someone who once sat in the back of his classroom actually cares enough to save his reputation.
It's not that simple. I'm gonna tell him this afternoon.